Welcome to Creative Disturbance. Audio Labs.
Rencontre avec.
Rencontre avec.
Meeting.
Meeting.
Kerstin Ergenzinger.
Simon Stelmer.
Kerstin, so you are an artist known for your work with a process of perceptions and how the human body makes sense of its environment. And you work both in traditional and new media, creating somehow semiotic installation and spaces. Simon, you're a fellow at the Center for Quantum Technologies at the Technical University Vienna, and both of you are part of a FEED project. So FEED is a European Union co-funded program in which artists are in residence within FET, that is Future Emerging Technology Research Consortium. And the goal is to explore unconventional ways of thinking and creativity. So among the several FET projects that were interesting in hosting artists, Kerstin, you chose the New Clock project. So could you explain why you made this choice?
It was really interesting because the obvious goal that New Clock is working on developing a new clock or time standard, which is more precise than the atomic clocks. I'm very interested in the notions of time. And I think behind this research project, there's really a fundamental research question, which we do really fundamental research below to achieve this technology, which is really questioning what is actually time, what is standard. How did the time notion evolve we're all living in? How do we create time as such by ourselves? And these are questions which are really relevant to my basic practice because I'm working a lot also with rhythm. How is rhythm a basic for our perception? What are kind of different rhythms are inside of us, are outside of us, in our surroundings? And this includes the notion of time fundamentally, and is it more turbulent? Is there regularity? How precise can something be? And yeah.
Simon, you're the scientist element of this duo. So why were you interested to work with an artist? Could you explain maybe a little bit more what this New Clock project is or research is?
Yeah, so maybe to start out with our research, that's me and Thorsten Schum, a co-worker of mine. We are leading this consortium, and the idea or the aim is to construct a clock that outperforms existing clocks with the aim of building devices that might be used for telecommunication, synchronization, for geodesy, for navigation in the end. So we're trying to build clocks. Well, I should say that clocks are the basic ingredients that you need for navigation purposes, for example. So we'll be able to improve the GPS system, for example, by putting better clocks onto satellites. Those satellites that transmit those timing signals that eventually lead that allow you to navigate on Earth. So it's a very fundamental question that we're tackling, but the outcome in the end is very, very near to all of our lives when we will be able to navigate much more precise on with our cars, for example. So half a year ago, or maybe 1 year ago, Thorsten and I were sort of starting to get involved with FEED. I think it's a general interest that we both share to look into, to understand how people outside of our field think, how they work, how they communicate, how they tackle problems. And we want to be inspired by their creativity. So just to see how people in other fields work together, how they communicate. And I think artists and scientists, they share a lot of common things. One is a search for new things. So fundamentally, both scientists and artists, they never do the same thing, you know? They always do something different, they invent something. Everything is new. It's the same for artists and scientists. And also it's a certain interest in various kinds of topics. It's not only their own topic that they're working on, but also like a genuine interest in other fields. And then it's not arbitrary what they are doing. They're trying to search for some meaningful representation of what they see or some truth. So I think they're trying to peel off one layer after the other of the environment and trying to search for some deeper meaning. So I think although people might say that science and arts are somewhat sort of disconnected fields, I think there's a lot in common that they share.
Future, emerging art, and technology.
The FET project, the scientific project, is over 4 years. The FEET project, the art science project, is over a year with a 9-month residency, and it started this year. What have you already done together on this project, and how do you see this difference in time frame?
This actually is really an important point, because for me it's also, I was questioning if I can actually do something meaningful in a year by trying to really engage with something I don't know, which is really far also from away from my own practice. But I'm quite lucky in that case, because I'm a bit outside of the FEET project. I'm affiliated, but I don't have the responsibility to fulfill everything in the 9 months. And the project from Nuklog is running another 4 years. We agreed on that we really want to continue the collaborations. We kind of opened it up our time frame. And therefore, I would like to do a first experiment also for in the time frame of the FEET project, but then learning by doing this, really try to develop something we don't know yet, maybe in 2 years, that can be finished in two years' time or something like this. And what we've done up to now is that I did a really intense visit in Vienna for 2.5 days, where they showed me a lot of their experiments, and we had a lot of different conversations. And then Simon visited me in Berlin, and I tried to also show him my working surroundings, my experiments, my way of trying to get a take on reality and questions and the graspable part of reality. And then now I visited colleagues of them in Munich, who just yesterday showed me the experience on the way here, experiments on the way here. We are about to, for this first, let's say, outcome, I will come more from the work I'm doing in the moment, so which comes out from my last bigger installation, where I deal a lot with navigation and orientation and sounds and the threshold between noise and signal. And I'm started to do another study in noise in a certain way, thinking about the noise of rain or Regenrauschen, the idea of this noise of time, maybe also, and how, as for Simon and the whole group, they also daily confronted with noise in a different way, in the phenomenon of noise, trying to find out the different noises they're confronted with and maybe generating a signal out of it. And so we are having a conversation about noise in the moment, and this is the starting point. And I would like to come to the point where we maybe find a way to render our different ideas of time in a different way physical, either in an installation, which we might produce together. That's kind of a wish, maybe in 2 years.
Kerstin, what is, can you describe this noise project and the first piece you are going to do based on a creation you are already mastering, so to speak?
If you enter a space and there's hanging an architecture above your head, it's built out of hexagons, and there are wires that are connected to these hexagons, and it's like an instrument, if you want to say so. It's as well an architecture where you can move below, and it's an instrument. You enter it, and there are sounds emitted from this instruments, which are generated on spot via this Nitinol wire, and there's a modulation of the control frequencies of the wire going on, and the changing frequencies, they're transmitted to piano wires, and then the whole structure is amplifying the sounds. And by your presence, you change the sound fields, the noise in the space. So what you see is rather technical and kind of straightforward, even if you don't know what it is, but what you hear is all the time changing, and I try to shift the meaning of the space via the sonic information, which is connected to your own body movement. So that's the piece. Coming out of it is that I really want to investigate more the meaning of rhythm, to learn more about sound and sonic information, acoustic orientation, and therefore this connects to me to their way of their problem dealing with noise, and I'm developing new kind of instrument, which is a string drum instead of the, it's a kind of a drum, just something in resonance thing, a drum surface. And instead of having a string, which you, in string drums you kind of rub or you make with your hands, it's an ethernet wire which is controlled digitally. So, and with these drums I can imagine to create the idea of rain of different kind, and this shifting of simulating rain as a phenomenon of noise, with there constantly some kind of meaning popping out of it. So I'm kind of a rain or noise instrument out of nitinol string drums.
So coming back to the time frame, I think it's important to understand that the research we are doing had been going on for many years already, and now it's funded for 4 years within the FED project and will continue afterwards. So this 4 year duration of the FED project is also just a snapshot in like a research that lasts for a decade or so. And so very happy that Kerstin will join us for a couple of years and that we are not sort of tied to the restriction that the FEED residencies are imposed on, but that we can share like a couple of years together. Yeah, I was lucky enough, or Kerstin was kind enough to show me around in her environment. I was surprised how similar it is to the labs that we are working in. So I guess her lab is sort of very technical, sort of driven by technologies, but they also have like electronics lab, and they have a drilling machine, and they have a soldering machine, and they have all the electronic parts. So there's quite some, surprisingly, quite some similarities between our sort of physics labs and an artist studio. So that was indeed surprising. So as Kerstin said already, the first project what we are tackling will be kind of related to what Kerstin did before. But for the follow-up one, where we're trying to have a very, very open sort of approach to time and space and what time means to us, how we can understand this craziness of being able to measure time so precisely. Yeah, so this is going to be, or we're trying to keep this very, very open, trying to really develop something together. So it's not only the artist getting some input from the scientist and then she on her own developing something, but we are aiming to really develop a piece of art together.
It's kind of first going into a known territory and then jumping into the unknown. Is that...
I think, yeah, we try to go also because now there is a close relation now, but I'm very aware that I'm very much in my own universe still. You know, I'm getting all these different informations. We have conversations, but all the time, of course, I really take out, you know, just almost unconsciously everything which is just in my brain in the moment, and I just pick, you know, where I feel connected to. But I know there's so much more below, and I really, so I hope, and it will be the first time that I do that. To really try to be so open to really make a collaboration with a group of scientists. I just know, getting to know via this residency or this connection, a theme. What I've done before is, I mean, I'm really having a lot of personal contacts to friends and other scientists. So I'm familiar with really sharing thoughts and knowing these different worlds and trying to kind of find a common ground, and really knowing that we use the notions so differently, that we have so many different backgrounds when we seemingly talk about the same thing, you know, and then suddenly we realize, no, it's absolutely not the same thing. It was very much in my head that I thought it might be the same thing in a certain way, but up to now, when it came to realizing some kind of piece or work, in the end it would come more from my own development in a certain way, because I'm also very much afraid that a topic is swimming on the surface, that I couldn't really incorporate a theme, that it's really inside something, that I'm just taking it and it's not there in a certain way, it just pretends to talk about something while it doesn't do so. So my hope is really, because I feel very connected to them, and I really think there's been so many interesting conversations, that there is a possibility to maybe find something we don't know yet about. And also just try it out, you know, give away my authorship in a certain way, give away the control also from my side. ¶¶
Do you expect your own art practice or creation move into different aesthetics or material or direction or aspects or forms?
I don't know what will be in the end. I have a kind of vision in a moment, which is that I really think it needs to be more a situation in a certain way, what we do together, that it needs to be something which is happening in space and in time, and which incorporates the movement of our bodies in a certain way, because we kind of want to talk about what is time somehow, and it's about simultaneity, it's about standardization, that simultaneity doesn't exist, but that also the local times are shifting wherever we are, and they're very, very sensitive to shifts of heights and whatever. And then the other ideas, what comes in for me is that I want to find a way to render it physical, perceivable, which is not the case in their experiments. I can perceive all around the experiment. I know that's happening there, but the actual experiment, I can't go in. I can't perceive it with my senses. So for me, I think it has to kind of spread in time and space, and maybe it's can be very minimal in the end. It just has to incorporate movement or action. So this is something what I think in the moment.
But also, Simon, you said this super clock, one of the goals is to have a more precise satellite navigation and the relation between the satellites and objects on Earth and the connection. So my question is for both of you, but would you be interested in doing something that relates to satellite navigation, or navigation tools have been very important for human beings spreading all over the planet? And the old navigators, I mean, on the ocean, they had fantastic and beautiful tools that are physical
yes.
tools. Mm-hmm. And with your clock, it's more abstract somehow, mm-hmm. but it's still the same heritage, building a tool to navigate. So mm-hmm. is this something that you would be interested about, both real and metaphorical?
Yeah, me for sure. Because for me, it's a lot about orientation and navigation. And I'm very interested in this element, because this is actually something very physical in a certain way, a tool. We try to navigate with it. Yeah.
You're precisely correct that we are sort of improving or developing new tools to do navigation, as people did since, I don't know, probably 2,000 years or so. But still, I believe that the installation of the piece of art that we might be building would probably more on the abstract side of things, maybe also more on the philosophical side of things, asking what is time and what is space. And as I said before, it doesn't make sense to measure time so precisely if anyway any position in space has its own time. So I think we might not be showing devices that show the time, but look at it more from like a philosophical or a personal point of view. From a technological point of view, the clocks that we are operating already now in the lab, if we change their position by 5 centimeters, they already show a different time. So now we want to build clocks that run 100 times better. So it doesn't make sense to have clocks that show different times, different readings, if they are spread like a millimeter or so. So that's the question of what is the meaning of building clocks that are so precise? Is it meaningful at all?
How do you see this creativity innovation approach to art science collaboration?
We believe that any innovation is driven by technologies. So it's always the availability of new technologies that had not been available before that sort of drives innovations or drives developments. And one thing that Kerstin adds is this material that she uses, this nitinol wires that have a very unexpected, very, say, freaky behavior, and that they expand and contract at radio frequency frequencies. And that might be something that we can also use in our research. So for example, for manual positioning or actuators, that we could also use some of her material, some of her technology that was not available in our labs before, and really in our experiments. So this kind of maybe an unusual way to have materials that artists work with introduced into a high technology laboratory.
Simon, did you join the FEED project because you wanted to have some kind of different forms of PR and communication devices for your research, or because you were curious of how exchanging with people like artists that have a different mind framework would be interesting? And Castine, my question would be, how do you see your work and the fact that you are collaborating with a scientific team within the art world framework? How do you see your creation within the art world itself?
We do have enough means already to disseminate our work. We don't rely on this art project to sort of show people what we are doing. Now, for us, this is really a thing between us and the artist to learn something and to create something together. If it's something we can show in a museum afterwards, fine. If after half a year or a year, 2 years, we find out that we spend a lovely time together and that we learned a lot, but there's no piece of art coming out of it, that's fine as well. So then we also learn something. So we are very open, not only in what we are doing and how we do it, but also to the outcome. So if there is an outcome in the end, that's also fine with us.
It really depends on the platform in a certain way. Sometimes it's really an outsider. Some pieces of mine can be very outsider works, outsider pieces, and then they might have even the most impact in a certain way, because then if it actually happens that I'm invited with a rather experimental piece, which is not so often the case in a very traditional context, in a museum, and most of the other pieces around are using more traditional pieces, but from the concept and the idea we related, then there are really interesting things happening. Also from the expectations and that it half fits and it doesn't fit, and then in between there are a lot of questions happening, and some people approach it only from the technology side and ask me a lot of questions about how it's done and how it's working. Others, they only come from the content side, and there's a lot of just really interesting conflicts.
Des pastilles, ear, à sucer pour l'oreille, candy.